Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time once again on NFL Sunday. Who's in? Who's out?
Impact betting and fantasy for basically every single player.
Actives, inactives on You Better You Bet. Countdown to kickoff.
All right, Prop King coming up next hour. Best bets next hour. Underdog Moneyline Parlay next hour. We'll continue our trip through the board in a couple of minutes with Cowboys, Bears, and Giants, Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. But here's what we know right now for the 1 o'clock slate of games and what we think we know for the afternoon slate. Colts and the Titans. A surprise inactive here. Kevin Zeitler is out for the Tennessee Titans on their offensive line. He joins J.C. Latham being out, so the Titans will be missing two of their starting five offensive linemen, in addition to defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat, who is huge, like literally and figuratively, playing next to Jeffrey Simmons. That is a big help for Jonathan Taylor in this Indianapolis Colts run game. And for the Colts, there was a question as to whether or not Tyler Warren will play at the end of the week. Warren is in, and apparently will have no restrictions. So what, Tyler Warren, good to go. In Packers-Browns, as far as tight end is concerned, kind of the same thing with the Colts and Tyler Warren. Tucker Kraft, we thought, was going to be maybe out for the season with the way this was reported late in the week with his injury in practice. False alarm, everybody. Tucker Kraft is active for today's game. If you have him in your fantasy lineups, keep him in. If you took him out, get him back in. I doubt you have a better option than Tucker Kraft. Zach Tom is back manning right tackle today for the Green Bay Packers. He missed last Thursday night against the Washington Commanders. For the Browns, starting tackle Jack Conklin is out, but guard Joel Bitonio is in. I think you'd rather have the tackle than the guard going up against this Green Bay pass rush with Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness and company. Bengals and the Vikings, obviously J.J. McCarthy and Joe Burrow are both out. Good piece of injury news here for Minnesota, and it's been mostly bad news for the Vikings on the injury front this season. Star left tackle Christian Darrisaw will make his season debut today. He missed the first two games of the Vikings. Darrisaw will play today, protecting the blind side for Carson Wentz. Andrew Van Ginkel, star pass rusher, will play. And Harrison Smith will make his season debut, the long in the tooth safety for Minnesota. So reinforcements here for the Minnesota Vikings. For the Bengals, cornerback Cam Taylor-Britt and defensive end first-round pick Shamar Stewart are out, improving the matchups for Justin Jefferson, Carson Wentz, and new starting running back Jordan Mason, with Aaron Jones on injured reserve for Minnesota. Steelers and the Patriots, not a ton going on here. We just know that the Steelers are really hit on defense with injuries. Alex Highsmith is out, their pass rusher opposite TJ Watt. He has a high ankle sprain. It's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Joey Porter Jr. is out, one of their best corners, and starting safety Deshaun Elliott also out for the Steelers. For the Patriots, Christian Gonzalez, one of the best corners in the league and certainly their best corner, he remains out. He'll probably be back next week with his hamstring injury. He did practice towards the end of the week this week for New England, but not yet ready to play is Gonzalez. That really helps DK Metcalf in the passing offense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rams and the Eagles. If you like the Rams, you're missing one of your starting guards in the game today going up against Jalen Carter in the Eagles defensive front. Steve Avila out for the LA Rams. For the Eagles, a good piece of injury news. Dallas Goedert back in the lineup. He missed last Sunday's win over the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Jets and the Buccaneers, Justin Fields obviously out. Tyrod Taylor starts for gangrene. And for Tampa, 3/5 of the offensive line, both tackles, Tristan Wirfs, Luke Goedeke, and guard Cody Mauch, all out for this game. But Emeka Egbuka will play. He is active today for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There are conflicting reports as to how effective he'll be and if he'll be playing with any restrictions. My take for fantasy football, if you've got him, I would start him. So I'm starting him in one league where I have other options. I'm going to roll with Egbuka, especially with Mike Evans likely to garner shadow coverage from Sauce Gardner. I'll roll the dice with Emeka Egbuka. You just have to know that it might not go well. And as far as props go, a total stay away for me for all the Bucs pass catchers. Too much uncertainty in the equation here. With Egbuka playing, we don't know if he's going to be 100% or not. And just looking forward, it looks like both Tristan Wirfs and Chris Godwin will play next week for Tampa and make their season debuts per NFL Insider reports. Raiders and the Commanders, Jaden Daniels officially out, which we knew. Marcus Mariota gets the start in his place. With Austin Eckler done for the season, Jeremy McNichols will likely be the pass-catching running back for the Washington Commanders. Falcons and the Panthers, lead Falcons corner A.J. Terrell is out, which does improve the matchup for Tet McMillan and Bryce Young in the Panthers passing game. Also, Xavier Leggett is out. He might be the worst starting wide receiver in the league. I gave out a bet earlier today on my show on WFAN. The Panthers have a wide receiver named Bryson Tremaine. This sounds like a made-up person. He was eating into Leggett's snaps last week. I don't know if BetMGM still has Leggett posted in the anytime touchdown market. I like Bryson Tremaine to score a touchdown with Leggett out. And you want to bet a big price, obviously, so I think that is worth investigating. Texans and the Jags, Damian Pierce is out for Houston, which means Woody Marks will be the number two running back to start behind Nick Chubb. I think Marks is better than Chubb, and we'll see how that progresses as the game moves along. To the afternoon slate, Broncos and the Chargers. Remember, Khalil Mack is out for the Chargers, out a couple weeks with an elbow injury. I really think that hurts the Chargers' pass rush. Saints and the Seahawks. Fantasy players, you need to pay attention to this. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, one of the best receivers in the league through 2 weeks. He was added to the injury report yesterday for Seattle with an illness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's listed as questionable. Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport both tweeted this morning that JSN is likely to play today, but he's going to go through pregame warmups and he's going to see how he feels. So I think the safe money is that he plays, but we won't know for sure until the actives and inactives come out 90 minutes before kickoff. This is an afternoon game, a late start. So if you've got JSN, I would expect him to play, but make sure you've got a backup plan in your fantasy leagues in case JSN is a surprise inactive in this one. Zach Charbonnet is doubtful for Seattle, which means that this should be the Kenneth Walker show running the ball for the Seahawks. Cardinals and the Niners, Arizona secondary is a mash unit. Will Johnson is doubtful. Max Melton is questionable. Garrett Williams is on IR. The matchup is good for the Niners pass catchers, except Juwan Jennings is going to miss this game per ESPN's Adam Schefter. Mac Jones will start. I gave out Ricky Pearsall over receiving yards this morning on The Fan. He will be San Francisco's number one receiver in this game with a bullet. And I think that is worth checking out, Ricky Pearsall over receiving yards. Cowboys and the Bears, we'll talk about this game in a second. Sammy has a strong opinion on it. We know Deron Bland, Dallas's number one corner, is out. But for Chicago, maybe the best player on their defense is out for the year in cornerback Jalen Johnson with a groin injury. We know that Kyler Gordon, their star slot corner, he's also out for this game, as is linebacker TJ Edwards. Not great for a Bears defense that has been ethered to start the year going up against Dak Prescott and the Cowboys offense. And last one, Giants and Chiefs Sunday Night Football. Xavier Worthy out for the Chiefs. We can expect him back next week. Got a couple practices in at the end of this week, but not ready to go tonight is Xavier Worthy. And for the New York Football Giants, Andrew Thomas, star left tackle, looks set to make his season debut. Still kind of being called a game time decision, but per the insider reports overnight, it feels like Thomas is way more likely to play than not play. We will get into the betting market for that game and what has happened since that announcement that Thomas was likely to play in a moment. Those are the actives and inactives for Week 3, NFL Sunday. You better you bet. Countdown to kickoff. Nick Kostos and Sam Panayotovich. Sammy, what do we got with the Cowboys and the Bears in Chicago?
Well, we have to get to a couple other lines after this, but let's go there. This number, 48.5 on Monday when I joined your show with you and Femi. Got to 51 midweek. That didn't last, though. There's been some under support under the bigger numbers. BetMGM 50.5 right now. Dallas holding tight as a one-point favorite. I think they're going to close the favorite. John Murray in Vegas told me that Wise Guys actually came in early on the Bears, and then it may have been an okey-doke because then there was a sharper push on Dallas. This happens all the time in this racket. People bet things to get them to a certain number, and then they attack the other way. That bigger push came in on the Dallas Cowboys, +1.5 and +1. Now Dallas a one-point favorite. Chicago is decimated by injuries, decimated on defense.
Yeah, with Johnson, Gordon, Edwards all out today for the Chicago Bears. And Sammy, let's close with Sunday Night Football and then tell us what's going on with the rest of the board, Giants and the Chiefs at MetLife.
Believe it or not, Andrew Thomas doesn't move the meter, although I believe the Giants are happy to have their left tackle in. Chiefs are going to close probably 6. That's where we're at now. Look ahead was 5. There's been this chase on the Chiefs. People think that they're going to get right and correct everything. We'll see. Very popular money line leg as well. The books would love, Nick, they would love your Giants to win outright. Don't know that we get there, but this is going to close 6. Totals come up 41.5 to 45. At BetMGM. So some support for offense on Sunday night.
I think the books will be disappointed.
Yep, probably.
If they're like, hey, we'd love for the Giants to win, I'd love $1 billion.
To hit your parlay, $2 to win $100,000 or $1 million or whatever we're doing today.
Today's, I think, is, it's not as expansive today. I think it's only to win like a couple $100,000 as opposed to win $1 million. Trying to dial it back a little bit. Sammy, what's happening with the rest of the board? And we can save some of this for the top of next hour if we need as well.
I'll go quick. As you were talking about the good news for Minnesota, they were getting bet at -3, -110. So those threes are getting expensive, -115, -120. And if you thought 5 was expensive, if you thought 5.5 was expensive, how about the Indianapolis Colts, a 6-point favorite now
in
Las Vegas at Tennessee? Uh-huh.
Is that a buy for you on the Tennessee Titans at 6? Like, Zeitler out's a big deal. Like, their offensive line was supposed to be the strength of this team, and now they're missing Zeitler and Latham. Not great. I'm in already. I bet it already. So I'm already locked in.
I really don't want to end up on Cleveland and Tennessee in the in the same time slot. Oh, I should get there. I don't think I will.
No? Not even at 6?
No. Nah.
Okay, can I just want to say this out loud. You tell me if this passes the smell test. Daniel Jones is laying 6 on the road in an NFL game.
Ah, when you put it that way. Here's the problem, though. My Cleveland position is already making me uncomfortable, and that game is at the same time, and I don't want to live my life that way.
I bet Tennessee. I haven't even bet Cleveland, and I like that bet more than the bet that I actually made with Tennessee, which probably tells you something about something.
I mean, this would be the time, wink, wink, to bet Tennessee. The look-ahead number was 1.5 in the summer.
6. Wow. That's pretty unbelievable. We had Pizzola on the show on Thursday, and I asked him about this game, and he said he would bet Tennessee only if it went to 6. Well, I think people have some decisions to make now with the number sitting at 6. Hour number 2 coming up on the other side. Best bets, underdog money line parlay, Survivor, and thy Royal Prop King.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.